You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. It's a bitter debate in cities across the country how to solve the traffic problem. And two different cities in the West represent two extreme approaches. In Los Angeles, cars and freeways rule. But in Portland, Oregon, city leaders actually tore out a freeway, turned it into a park, and funded mass transit projects instead. Another Western city, Denver, has been somewhere in the middle. And now, as NPR's Jeff Brady reports, the Mile High City appears to be taking a sharp turn toward the Portland model.
Denver's Regional Transportation District, or RTD, just opened a new 19-mile light rail line. Over the weekend, there were parties at many of the stations along the new route, and thousands of residents packed themselves onto the trains for free rides.
Good morning. Thanks for coming out on this ride.
Project manager Rick Clark's monotone belies his enthusiasm for this project. In the weeks before the grand opening, he was a guide for preview tours. This project more than doubled Denver's light rail system from 14 to 33 miles, but it's just the beginning of an ambitious roadmap. Over the next decade, another 120 miles of light and heavy rail is planned. 2 years ago, voters passed a sales tax increase to pay the $4.7 billion price tag.
Denver, in many ways, is at the front of the learning curve.
Tom Clark says other cities around the West are watching Denver's expensive experiment with rail. Clark is an urban planning professor at the University of Colorado at Denver. He says the region is taking a chance, but he says leaders here also sense the dangers of inaction or waiting too late to act.
Cities can't turn on a dime, and yet one could devise scenarios that would lead us to believe that there could emerge serious energy shortages, either the result of the drying up of supplies or perhaps more likely in the near term as a consequence of global political events.
Of course, there are pollution concerns too, but this experiment will succeed only if people choose to get out of their cars and ride the trains. When they do, they'll be greeted by artwork at the light rail station. Security cameras everywhere are designed to make them feel safe. Scott Reed with the RTD says the fact that it's a train will attract riders, too.
There just is a certain stigma with some people about buses versus trains. I've heard some people say that trains are sexier, don't know exactly what that means. But, you know, it's sleek, it's clean, it's fast.
Yeah, but buses are cheap and easy. That's what light rail critics argue. Maybe not quite in those terms. But they say buses have much cheaper startup costs, and the routes can easily be changed to meet riders' needs. Still, Denver is casting its lot with rail, and so far it seems to be working. Among the four lines opened in the past, ridership has exceeded projections. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.